morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of May 13th to order, or excuse me, May 17th to order. First thing is you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. One amendment today, we can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. We have none.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of May the 10th.
Hold back.
Any corrections, concerns, questions on the minutes of May 10th?
No.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council?
I had a thank you from, I think it was a soccer, Indian River Soccer Club. He sent us a thank you
for
some funding we gave them.
Anything else from Council correspondence? Public comments, Mr. Guy. Sure. Kathy Barnes.
Okay, what I just handed out is a proposed Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District map. The orange areas are areas that are owned by Tunnel Corporation and various and sundry manifestations. The blue areas are the areas that are the proposed district. Some apologies, Mr. Lawson and Mr. Medlarts. There may be a few areas where my coloring is not very good. Okay, fact. Everyone to the south of Herring Creek was not polled directly by Sussex County or the engineering department to ask whether they wanted to be included in a sewer district. Fact. The hashed areas, which are currently owned by Tunnel Corporation and known as Baywood, are served by a system that was built in the late 90s under a CPCN from the state. They do not meet current standards as passed by DENREC and approved by the County Council. They did not in 2013 when their certificate through DENREC was renewed. It is up for renewal again in July 2016. They do not meet current standards. I am asking that the County Council go on record that they would like those facilities brought up to current standards that are required of all builders and developers now. So that's number one. Number two, or fact three, Winding Creek Village is runs a half mile south of the contiguous area that you see in blue. Tunnel's property runs both to the north and south of Winding Creek Village. A memo of understanding was passed by this group and approved by this group, I believe, at two meetings ago. I'm reminded of a discussion that you had somewhat earlier about the signage in the county. And part of the discussion was, at what point do we say that grandfathered signs were allowed to continue to be grandfathered? And there were some good points, particularly by you, Mr. Arlett, that came up and said, well, you know, if you have to do substantial improvements on it, then you ought to bring it up to current standards. The area that is orange and is dark is undeveloped. It is owned by Tunnel Corporation. It is known as Bridalwood, and the area to the left of your map that is solid is known as the Dunes. Also, currently not developed. They were given a pass-through, an extension of the CPCN to include those areas, even though they were not developed and could not be served by current Bridalwood, Baywood standards. I don't understand, and neither does anybody in Winding Creek Village, why, if this is not developed, why as a county we are not taking advantage of the opportunity to make sure that this property, when it's developed, is developed in terms of wastewater along the lines that DENREC recommended and that is in the best interests of our inland base. To have an understanding that he will never connect to the sewer system is also denying the county of revenue that, as a taxpayer in the county, I'm asking why. It is sitting there and having us pay for a half a mile of connection that everybody else in the sewer district will have to absorb. So it doesn't make good stewardship sense in terms of going ahead and keeping the bays clean. There's a whole huge chunk there, white and orange, that is not going to be served by sewer district. And that just doesn't make good sense. So I'm asking, delete Winding Creek Village or redraw that map so that it includes both sides. And that as a county, we do take care of that watershed appropriately. This is, at the best, pardon my expression, a half-assed solution. And that's basically it. A resolution to say that we are going to protect our inland bays. We are going to have DENREC's requirements met. He currently functions at a PS2 for a capacity less than 20,000 gallons a day. Everybody else, all other developers, are being required to put in PSN1 systems. He needs to be told he's got to upgrade his current system, and he's got to be given a timeline within which he's got to do it. And as far as undeveloped property, it either has to be PSN1 or it has to be included in a sewer district that includes the whole area, and all of us will pay for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Jean Ward, if we could, our policy normally keep within 3 minutes. If you can try to do that, we'd appreciate that.
Sorry, Ben.
No, that's fine.
I need a stopwatch.
We've heard her before. We just wanted to warn her.
No, that's not the case at all.
There we go.
Oh, good.
please.
I didn't practice, but, you know, it's about 3 minutes.
Please, anyway.
Jean Ward, 340 Pond Road in Winding Creek Village. And first, I want to personally thank you all for listening to us and canceling the proposed Winding Creek Water District a couple weeks ago. But today, I want to talk about the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District, and I'm looking at simplistically septic systems. And in order to look at why septic systems fail, I went to Wiley & Company, a local septic expert. I figured they're the experts. They're up to their necks in this crap every day. So we're looking at failures most often related to poor design, poor construction, undercapacity, and neglect. The design and construction phase starts with private companies. They're soil scientists who go out and perform site evaluations. They do borings. They read the soil. They look at water tables, perk tests. And from there, they write the reports recommending the septic type. and then that goes on to DENREC. DENREC, in turn, has soil scientists who evaluate those reports. That might even include a site visit or a field check. And they determine if the septic design is compliant then with the regulations, and if everything's good, they issue their permit. The final phase is the design, according to the recommendations. With all this oversight, how are poorly engineered systems getting permits? Let's look at neglect. Permit records recommend pumping every 3 years. It's just a recommendation. Homeowners become complacent. Maybe they didn't even notice that their septic permit recommends that. And the next thing you know, they have soggy leach fields, backups in their drains, etc., and by then it's too late for prevention. All of these contribute to the pollution of the waterways. DENREC is telling us that our septic systems will only last about 20 years, but they neglect to say that's without proper maintenance and pumping. The septic experts say with regular 3-year pumping and 2-year inspections, that 20 years can be improved dramatically. Prevention is key. If they inspect, they can find burned out pumps, faulty floats, potential clogs, and they can fix them, prevent that seepage, which is polluting the bays. We all know we live in an environmentally sensitive area. So why is DENREC permitting poorly engineered systems? Isn't that part of the problem? And why doesn't the county legislate pumping and maintenance? Why don't they require certifications regarding the same? We had a home in Virginia that we sold before moving here. It was 37 years old, and our septic system was working just fine. We had to have that pumped and inspected every 5 years, and then again before we sold. The guy actually climbed down inside and did a visual inspection of that. So a certificate then gets filled out and sent to the county. Why aren't there fines for systems then that are non-compliant? Think of the jobs this would create and the potential revenue, the revenue stream. Even dogs have to be licensed. So thanks for listening.
Thank you. Susan Harrison.
Good morning. Susan Harrison, 418 Circle Road, Winding Creek Village in Millsboro. Your attention to and consideration of this statement will be most appreciated. You are now all aware that the Board of Governors of Winding Creek Village inappropriately and inaccurately conveyed information to the county indicating that Winding Creek Village residents desired to be included in the Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Over the past few months, residents of Winding Creek Village have communicated their frustrations with the Winding Creek Village Board of Governors and Winding Creek Village's about Winding Creek Village's improper inclusion in this proposed district with Mr. Lawson, council members, and engineering department personnel through email, letters, telephone calls, and personal appearances at council meetings. It is my understanding that the debacle with Winding Creek Village's experiences has caused the county, in going forward with future projects, to consider polling and or communicating with the residents and property owners of these concerned communities, and that the county will not rely on the boards of such communities and will not consider the boards to be the voice of the residents. It is obvious that a lesson has been learned by Sussex County. It is important to acknowledge that the interests of Winding Creek Village residents have been misrepresented. I think we all agree with that. So why do you hesitate to excuse Winding Creek Village from the proposed Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District when you know that we do not wish to participate? As you consider the boundaries for the proposed Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District, we ask that all of the issues presented be taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan Kramer.
You paying attention? My name is Dan Kramer. Thursday night was the first time I've been to a planning and zoning meeting for a long time. I had been pitching an itch about this stupid internet connection and your voice through the whole kit and boodle. And it was the worst that I've ever seen was Thursday night. And not only me was complaining. In fact, I didn't even complain. A lot of other guys were complaining. I just went like this, and the chairman realized that we couldn't hear. And so a couple other guys spoke up and said, hey, we can't hear. I don't know why in the world that this system has not been fixed. Without this, all this garbage that from 1 minute to the next, I can stand here and it comes very clearly through. You guys, in fact, Marty Ross sat right there wherever he sits, and you could barely hear him, and he was speaking directly into the microphone, and you couldn't hear him in the back because he's not going through the stuff. Now, I don't know who these guys are. I do know who they are. As far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of worthless characters. If they can't fix it, then get the money in here and hire somebody that can fix it. Then on top of that, I'm being told, oh, you want to be so, how do you call it? Transparency, so that everybody can hear you. All they're asking on the phones, even. Bunch of guys can't even hear it. We don't care if you can't see it. But they'd like to at least be sitting out there someplace if they're traveling and put it on their phones and listen to it. There's only one that can be done, and that's the Apple. Well, who determined that only Apple was going to be the one that can be listened to? What about all the rest guys that have all kinds of phones? I don't know what you guys have. Don't care what you got, but you can't hear it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jeanette Cosgrove.
I do have a hand up.
Good morning. Thank you.
What I'm handing out is a map of the Herring Creek Sewer District, and I will not be repetitive to some of the comments that were made by our first speaker today. But I did want to thank you for allowing us to speak so many times at the council, and definitely thank you for your vote 2 weeks ago regarding the Water District. We very much respect the process, but we do have unfinished business on the sewer district boundaries. As you can imagine, we are opposed to the sewer district and have requested on several occasions to opt out of the sewer district. Winding Creek Village is a community that was designed specifically because it is close to the water. We have very large lots, 0.5 acre to 1 acre in size. And it's because of that close proximity to Guinea Creek and the bay. There's more than adequate space for septic system drainage fields. And the drainage is good. It's on land that was previously farmed. To our knowledge, only approximately 6 to 8 homes out of 231 currently existing have needed to replace their septic systems, a very low percentage of 2.5%. It just does not make sense to include Winding Creek Village in the sewer district at this time. We understand that Winding Creek Village is considered to be in a critical area near the inland bays, but certainly there must be other areas with more urgent need of a sewer system to prevent possible pollution. I can think of some areas riding along Vines Creek into the other bay. There's lagoons right there at the water, and I'm sure they have inadequate septic systems. We understand that our numbers are needed to support the district, along with monies from the sewer charges, to continue to expand the engineering and utility departments. infrastructure and future repairs, upgrades at the treatment facilities. But with possible fees as high as $1,126, this is like another property tax. It is just too much. Councilman Arlett, I know your name was mentioned before, I'm not putting you on the spot. You mentioned a few meetings ago that Delaware is an attractive a place for people to move to because of our low taxes. And then with some humor, which we understood, mentioned some of the other fees that are tied to Delaware. Well, this is definitely an example of the other fees. If you look at the map, it clearly shows that it does not make sense to include Winding Creek Village when a long sewer line extension is going past the white area of future development along Banks Road without any customers along the line to pay for the extension before reaching Winding Creek Village. The service line the service line extension is a clear example of a major inefficiency when a future private system will be located between two existing areas to be serviced, and this is described in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update, Wastewater Element, June 2008, page 19. You have the authority to make a change in the sewer district boundaries. Please look at the proposed Herring Creek district map. Please take a ride if you can and explore the communities to be included in the district. You can see that Winding Creek Village is at the furthest end of the district. Please vote to exclude Winding Creek Village from the sewer district. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is a presentation by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit number 28 and our annual presentation of Memorial Poppies. I know we have a few representatives from the American Legion, and Karen Mary will come forth and do her presentation. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Today we have the honor of having Kira, who is our little Miss Poppy at the American
wow.
Legion.
Welcome.
And
welcome.
She is just missing a little bit of school today.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
So we are going to hand out poppies and get her back to school.
There you go.
All right. She's going to hand them out while I thank you all for letting us be here. This is a great honor for us because we are from, as you know, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28 in Millsboro. Joining us today is Kira, and she is a third grader at Long Neck Elementary, and she has already taken such great pride in helping our veterans. Her energy is fabulous. Every time I see her at school, she wants to know, when are we going to do stuff? When are we going to do stuff? So today is a great day for her, too. She also volunteers at the Thanksgiving, the Mount Air collection of food, the packing. She's into everything. Since May is Poppy Month, it is a special time that we remember and honor our fallen soldiers.
Thank you.
Our men and women who gave their lives up for us.
Take your time. Take your time.
I wasn't going to do this. Okay. Breathe deep, right? Okay. Okay. Our unit 28 takes pride in using 100% of our poppy donations that we receive to help our aging veterans. Thank you. So, we thank you again for letting us come today. And God bless you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you do. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
And if ever, any of you are in the service, God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Okay. Mr. President, first item of business today is the Administrator's Report for May 17th, 2016. Only one item. per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Bishop's Landing Phase 4 and the resort at Massey's Landing received substantial completion effective May 9th and May 11th, respectively. The next item of business is a presentation and resolution consideration for the county's Unified Sewer District. We have a presentation today that Mrs. Jennings will lead us through and then have a resolution for your consideration. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you. I'm going to go down the podium. That's
why,
okay. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm here to present the Unified